God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 4 and 38. 4:38, Jesus arose out of the synagogue, Luke 4:38, and entered into Simon's house. Say it one more time. Peter had a house.
Yes.
If Peter can have a house,
I can have a house.
And Simon's wife's mother, somebody said, well, I don't want a house. Well, you won't be bothered with one then. Okay, I'm not trying to push anything off on you. I like my tent just fine. Well, great. Praise God. We're all happy. But this is for people that are believing for a house. Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever. Now, see, Dr. Luke gives you a descriptor. We saw that last time, didn't we? He'll give you a diagnosis. She didn't just have a few degrees temperature. She had a great fever. So we know the woman, she wasn't just a few degrees high. She was delirious, perhaps in serious trouble. And the Bible says they besought him for her. Well, Peter must have liked his mother-in-law. Right? He said, and not just him, but the other guys did. Well, you can see a lot about her. What's the first thing she did when she got healed? Didn't say, hey, y'all gather in the living room. Let me tell you about my experience here. Ooh, let me tell you how the glory came on me and healed me. Now, first thing she does, gets up and starts serving people.
Amen.
Does that make any difference? In somebody else being able to plead your case when you're not in position to? Let's camp on this just a minute. Hold your place here. Go to the book of Acts. This reminds me of another woman that you read about in the book of Acts. Anybody know who I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about Dorcas. 9:36. Let's read this and then talk about it just a minute. Acts 9:36. There was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, and which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works. I believe it's Williams' translation says she had filled her life with good works and alms deeds which she did. Now, alms deed is giving to the poor. So this woman didn't just do one or two nice things. I mean, she had filled her life with good works and giving to the poor. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. Now, let's just stop right here. Somebody might say, well, I don't understand that. She was a good woman. How come she got sick and died? Well, you know, whether you are a Christian worker or whether you're a minister, you might have a healing ministry. You might be specially anointed to minister to the sick and preach healing. That means you're specially anointed to minister healing. Doesn't mean you're specially anointed above everybody else to receive healing.
Amen.
You've got to receive healing just like everybody else.
Amen.
Amen. And if you violate natural laws and disobey God, or if you don't use your faith, then you're going to have problems. Right? And I think some people have thought, well, because, you know, God used me to minister healing to others, that just automatically takes care of me. No, it does not. God doesn't play favorites. You have to use your faith just like everybody else.
Amen.
And we don't know why. We're not told why. We don't. It's not really any of our business. That's between her and the Lord. But she died from the sickness. And as much as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, the disciples heard Peter was there, and they sent to him, you know, desiring to come. And he went there, you know. They took him to the upper room. All the widows stood by him, weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. And we know from the previous verse, this is probably stuff she made for other people and gave it to them. She sewed, didn't she? Peter put them all forth and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, you know, he ministered to her. She was raised from the dead and healed. But before that happened, he prayed for her. And before he prayed for her, the people asked Peter to come. Now, you know, when it comes to somebody that's in a coma, can't speak for themselves, can't pray for themselves, somebody like this, they're already dead. Well, they're not doing it for themselves. How can you plead somebody's case? Some cases are easier pled than others. I know it sounds humorous, but it's a fact. Some people you could say, Lord, as a pastor, I could say, Lord, now you know, they're a big help to me. They're there all the time. They're faithful. They've taken a load off Phyllis and myself. They carry their weight in the church. They help minister to the babies. Their tithe is always there. They're strong. I don't want to lose them. I require their help. And I'm pleading their case and I'm claiming their healing. Did you hear me? Other people you could say, Lord, have mercy. I know that. They show up twice a year and they never give a dime and they never help and they don't take serving you. But about all you can say in some cases is, Lord, could you give them another chance? Huh? And he is a merciful God. But you see what I'm talking about? Prayer involves legalities.
Amen.
And the more somebody believes in you, the more they're hooked up with you, the more they receive, let's say, the authority you would have in ministry, then the more you can do for them with your faith, with your authority. The less they are, the less you can. There's nothing cut and dried about this. But how many know they had a solid case to plead with this woman? They said, now, Lord, you know, I'm sure Peter must have knelt down in there and prayed something like this. Lord, this woman's too young to die. This is not right. And look at this, what a witness she is in the community. What a servant. Now, don't misunderstand me. He's not saying you owe it to her. He's not saying that. He's not saying because of all her good works, you are to heal her. The Lord owes that to nobody. The healing has already been bought and paid for. It's free. Amen. But we're talking about pleading somebody's case that's not at their self to where they can't. And so you see this with Peter's mother-in-law. Let's go back to Luke now. You see that with her, that they besought Jesus for her. Can you pray for other people to be healed?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Pray one for another. He said that you may be healed. He said, any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. If they've committed sins, they'll be forgiven them. This happens. But again, do you see, it's not just a blanket thing. Do you understand, as a pastor here, I would have more authority to pray, Phyllis and I would, and our staff, and other, the rest of the church family, would have more authority to pray for a committed, faithful person than for somebody that didn't really care, wasn't trying to live right, weren't involved. You have more authority. Your family does too. So notice and look again. They besought him for her. And he stood over her. And he did what? He rebuked the fever. Now is he rebuking Peter's mother-in-law? Not rebuking Peter. Who's he rebuking? But let me ask you more specifically. Is he rebuking the devil? It didn't say that. I think sometimes, you know, we make a mistake by lumping everything together. What does it say he was rebuking? Let's be exact. He rebuked what? The fever. I remember years ago I was reading through here and I got to that and I thought, rebuke the fever. He was talking to the fever. Did Jesus do stuff like that?
Yep.
He spoke to trees, didn't he?
Yep.
He spoke to the wind,
yep.
Spoke to the waves, didn't he? And he spoke to fevers. And when I read that, I thought, Jesus is talking to a fever, right? So many times we think, well, that's an inanimate object. I mean, how many understand with a lot of, some would believe different, but with some healthcare professionals and some scientists, if you told them, you know, what to do about this fever, well, talk to it. There's a few that might think there's something to it, but a lot of them would shake their head like one of those religious nuts. You're talking about Jesus? Hmm? Is there a better example than him? Isn't he showing us how to deal with things? He didn't operate as God. He operated as a man. Showing us an example. Is this how you deal with fevers? And in reading that, I thought Jesus rebuked the fever. He's not talking to Peter's mother-in-law. He's not addressing the devil per se. He's talking to the fever. And I thought, can a fever hear? And I read the next phrase. What did it say? And it left her. I thought, yep. Fevers can hear. Fevers can hear. And I got excited. This is the same time I was teaching healing school. And I thought, if fevers can hear, ulcers can hear. And tumors can hear. And growths can hear. Hmm? Question is, are we talking to them? And not just are we talking to them, do we believe in the power of our words?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Peter's Wife's Mother, you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R620. That's R620. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and childcare through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.